littlest mermaid.
Ooh. Dude, I forgot about this song. You know
it's
what?
It's still pretty new.
Oh, this came out at least like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Two, easy.
Maybe last year.
It can't be last year.
I mean, we could Google it, but I don't care that much.
What's it called?
Come With Me Now by Congos.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Man Room Radio. I'm your host, Levi. This is episode number 2.31.
That's like 1, 2, 3, but out of order.
2, 3, 1. You're right. With me, I have my famous co-host, Gio.
In your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools.
Wait, that's almost believable. Is that true?
They don't call me fun fat guy for nothing.
They also don't call you...
2012 was that one.
So it's 5 years. So they also don't call you true fact guy.
Who are you anyway?
So this is the other host, a man who once filled an ice cube maker with water, put it in a freezer, let it freeze, and then carried that freezer all the way across the Sahara just to make sure that John Bon Jovi could have a cold glass of water right before his show.
It's important to hydrate.
What was he doing in the Sahara?
Playing Wanted Dead or Alive, dude.
My name's Ryan.
Did I not say your name?
No, you didn't.
His name's Ryan.
Hey.
So,
bring up the stuff.
Ryan, you're preparing for the show. So, in the meantime, I'll just tell you that I'm drinking a Bud Light.
Nice.
And I'll tell you that Ryan is also drinking a Bud Light.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
I'm just hanging out. No drink.
No drink?
No drink.
You want an ice cube?
No, I'd prefer nothing. Can you not?
I'm offering you an ice cube.
No, thank you.
No,
thank you, bite.
So, we're going to try something new tonight. We're going to play Google Feud. But, Ryan, how are we doing over there? Are you ready? Are you queued up?
I am queued up. You guys...
Can you explain how this works?
Yeah, so all we do is... have you ever seen Family Feud?
No.
Okay, so then this is going to be very difficult. What you do is I give you a prompt.
Okay.
And you guys... buzz in by saying your name. Whoever says their name first, you get to answer the question. And if you answer correctly, based off of the top 10 answers on the board, you get X amount of points.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
And that's it. Whoever has the most points at the end of the round wins. And if you get 3 wrong, you automatically lose.
Did you do the thing where you say what episode it is?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was in the beginning. Episode 2.31.
Okay.
Remember, because it was 1, 2, 3...
Got it.
Gio, do you want to welcome anybody aboard?
I want to welcome all the new listeners aboard. And grab a seat, grab a handrail, make yourself cozy, and say hello to some of our other lovely listeners that have been around for a while.
Jeez.
Which, by the way, it's a great ride every time with you guys.
I need to get a picture of you right now and post it.
Yeah, because you look great.
How I record it at the show?
Yeah, you look like you are a DJ of a... radio. Here we go. Of a radio show, like you've got a scarf and a beanie and heart
sunglasses.
It's winter season. This is how winter. This I got to prep for them winter episodes.
Look how cool you look. Okay, Ryan. I'm sorry. I'm taking away from your game here. Let's go.
That's okay because my thing is not loading properly.
You got to work on your thing.
Sometimes.
Gio, can I ask you an important question?
Absolutely.
What'd you have for dinner tonight?
Okay, chicken, rice pilaf, green beans, and some carrots.
Did you cook that?
No.
Did your wife cook that?
My wife did cook it.
Does that sound weird to say a little bit?
A little.
I don't think I've... I think that's the first time I've called her your wife.
Yeah, it's definitely still new. Like, I made a joke. I was supposed to do something like before the end of the day, or like help out with something, and it like needed to be done at some point, and I hadn't done it. And as a joke, I was at work, and she was there, and I said, I better go home and take care of this, or my wife's gonna kill me. And it was just like weird to say that, you know? And that's when I said it and heard myself say it, and that was weird.
Do you have a bunch of people giving you the, all right, so when your kid's coming, is that like...
And every time someone asks, they go, I know everyone asks you, but when are you guys having kids?
It's maybe because they listened to the show and we had this conversation before.
No, it's not. It's not people that listen to the show. Oh. It's just people that know I'm married now.
Mm-hmm. You sounded really happy about that when you said... It's like people that just...
There were sirens outside? No, and scared me.
So you, like, your instincts were to run?
My instinct was to be quiet and listen. Yeah. Like, that was my instinct.
Hide in a bush.
So my, like, immediately started a sentence and I was like...
All right, guys. Google Feud. You ready?
Yeah. Can I test my buzzer?
Okay, sure. Question.
Jim.
Oh, well,
does that count?
Yeah. I mean, let's listen to Levi's. Ready? Question.
Doesn't count.
No?
It's got to be your name.
I said it really fast three times. Levi. Okay. That's hard. Hey, try to say my name three times fast.
Levi.
Nope.
I'm out. It's really hard. Okay.
My tongue got heavy moving through.
Levi. Is that a good...
If you can do that fast.
Yeah,
got to be quicker than Jill.
It's not fair.
Why? You have one more letter than me.
Yeah, exactly.
Same amount of...
I should get a quarter of a second candy cap.
It's whoever starts their name first.
Pretty objective. So, all right.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Evi. I got it first.
Damn you. Top 10 answers for how do you pretend to be blank?
Gio.
Go ahead.
Hungry.
Hungry is not in the top 10.
Okay,
so now, Levi, you get to choose.
Dead.
How do you pretend to be...
That's a good one.
Dead. You both have one strike.
Neither one of those. Strike? So back to me?
It's back to me now, right?
No, it's not back to you.
Because I buzzed in first.
Okay, we go back. Yeah.
How do you pretend to be...
Happy.
Number three answer.
Oh.
You got 8 points.
Okay, ready?
Just remember your points.
Is it my turn?
He continues to guess now.
Oh. Can we write down the points?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have 8. Perfect.
Okay.
Not on my paper, dude. Get away from my paper.
How do you pretend to be interested?
It's two X's for Gio.
Oh, shit.
Levi.
Married.
On the board? No, that's two strikes for Levi.
Nobody wants to pretend to be married. Nobody wants to be pretend to be dead.
Yeah. Gio? It's hit or miss.
How do you pretend to be... How do you pretend to be satisfied?
God, no.
I don't know.
Okay, I got mine.
Okay.
You have two strikes, right, Jim?
No, that was his last strike.
Oh. Rich.
Ugh!
Ooh. Also, not on the top 10.
Let's hear the top 10.
Okay, ready?
What's wrong with America?
Number 10 answer, confident.
Oh, that's... I knew that.
Number 9, how do you pretend to be offline on Facebook?
Okay.
Number 8, how do you pretend to be a virgin? How do you pretend to be asleep, drunk, sick, high, happy, which was number 3 answer.
Drunk would have been a good one. I could have thought
number
of that.
Number 2 is pregnant. And the number 1 answer when you type in how do you pretend to be into Google is a carrot.
What?
Oh, you know what? This was rigged because you've told me that before.
Well, why didn't you answer it then?
I forgot.
Okay. All right, you guys ready for round 2? I think we got 3 rounds and best score wins.
Okay.
Ugh.
All right.
Don't.
Top 10 answers on the board.
Wait, when we buzz in, is there a timer?
You got to be... Can't take forever like Gio tries to.
Okay.
Are you making mouth noises? What are you doing?
I'm just keeping myself ready.
You're ready to say your name? Do you always lick your lips so seductively and stare into Levi's eyes?
I'm staring at the mic, just ready to strike.
All right, ready? Here we go. Top 10 answers on the board. What happens if you touch a blank?
Gio.
Gio.
Dick.
What?
No. What happens if you touch a dick is not one of the top 10 answers on Google. Levi, would you like to play, or do you want to see if he'll strike out again?
What do I get if he just strikes out?
We'll go on to the next topic. There's only three rounds.
So I need to guess,
yeah,
right?
You need to get some points.
B.
What happens if you touch a B? No, I'm sorry.
Man!
It's a hard world here.
What?
Gio, what happens if you touch a blank?
This is hard. Like, I had no idea.
I've got mine. I've got my next one.
Dead body.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. It's not on the top 10, so that's two okay. X's for
okay. Gio. I'm ready. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Toad.
Ooh. Number four answers. Toad.
Toad!
7 points for Levi.
Okay. Poison arrow frog.
Okay, frog is the number eight answer. There you go. 3 points for Levi.
Racking it up with those amphibians.
All right, what's next, Levi?
Dude, let's just keep this amphibian train going and say salamander.
Salamander's not.
Salamander's the always forgotten amphibian.
It's not an amphibian?
All right. It's two strikes each. Gio.
Is that letter A in there? What happens if you touch A blank? Or is there... What happens if you touch blank?
What happens if you touch A blank?
Okay.
Couple seconds.
Girl.
I think that would be... That should be at the top 10, but it's definitely not.
It's not even in there?
No, not even in top.
Maybe like a kid would type that or something.
Levi, last chance to rack up a couple extra points.
Okay, go ahead and say yours. And then I have another guess.
But what happens if I touch a...
Can you not...
No, it's to... Yeah, I know why you're doing it.
Bag of drugs.
No.
Is fire on there?
Fire is not on there. You ready for them? Yeah. 10-1. Baby bunny.
What?
Yeah.
Animals are on here, apparently.
Baby deer. Number eight answer for Levi. Frog.
Baby birds.
Oh, not on there.
What?
All right, what's on there?
Number seven, butterfly. Number six, star. Number five, power line. Yeah, how do you touch a star?
Power line.
Oh, that's the ones you should have got. Yeah.
Number four for Levi, toad. Number three, cloud. Two, slug. And the number one answer, elf.
Elf?
Yeah, dude, like elf on the shelf, bro.
That's like, I don't get that. I never had that. So
dude, elf on the shelf is legit.
It makes your kids behave, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because now, like...
It's like an extra parent.
Well, because they always say that Santa Claus is, like, watching because he sees you when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake. But there's no real visible proof of that until you put an elf in the house. Then the elf, that's like Santa's eyes, and the kids can see that Santa
and
has eyes.
And he's always in a different place.
Mm-hmm. So he's mobile. So, yeah, Elf on the Shelf is a home run.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see it in action.
All right, I'm gonna give you guys for the third
Our
round.
Elf's name's Tony.
Really?
Tony the elf?
Yeah, and it's the same elf comes back every year.
I gotta see what it looks
like. So,
like,
Brooklyn's every year, she's like, I can't wait for Tony to be back this year. I wrote him a letter, and she leaves candy for him.
She's trying to bribe the elf?
She, oh, please. Brooklyn's a strategic little monster.
I can't believe that. Okay, let's, round three. Dude. All
right,
you're
round three.
Lead.
I'm going to let you guys choose the topic. Who's not, in the lead right now?
Levi's in the lead.
Not by much, though. By Levi's, two.
Oh, 10-8. Okay, Levi.
No, don't let me choose the topic.
Okay,
choose the
Gio,
topic.
You choose
no,
the
don't
topic.
Let Gio choose the topic.
Well, let's
let the dice decide.
Okay. So the topics can either, no, I won't even tell you. Just odds or evens. There you go.
Odds.
Okay, it was odds. What do you want it to be? The no. first one or second one?
No, the first one.
Okay, bingo.
I feel like there was no need to roll the dice then.
Yeah, you ruined that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the first one.
All right. Top 10 answers on the board. This is real tight game, guys.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Santa Claus have...
Levi.
Levi, go ahead.
Sex. You gotta be kidding me. Nobody wants to know that?
A family.
Ooh. Number 10 answer, I'll give it to you, a daughter.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so for 1 point for
Gio. Oh, God, you're kidding me.
But you get to go again.
Son.
Hey, give Gio a
point
over there.
Oh, wait, would you have counted son if it was on there also?
That's I would what, have counted okay, son.
Then,
as
and
well,
then
yeah.
obviously that doesn't count. Okay. Does Santa Claus have. Is there a blank? Is that.
Does Santa Claus have.
Friends?
Ooh, good answer. Not on the top 10. One strike.
A dog.
Ooh, number five answer, a dog for 6 points going to Levi.
Okay. A cat.
Ooh, no.
What? Like, how?
People don't give a shit about cats. There's no way cats going to live at the South
I don't wanna,
North Pole.
Look it.
I almost said South.
I don't want to, like, bring up the big cat-dog argument right now, Because we're all the same side. But I feel like there's an equal amount of cat and dog lovers in this world.
Right, but the cat people don't care about Santa Claus and they're going to hell.
Okay. Like how you slipped that in there. Yeah. All right, Gio, it's your turn. You have one strike, apparently.
Does Santa Claus have... couple of seconds.
Yeah. Toys.
No. Dude, toys. What? Toys is not on there.
When you got me to when you said a couple seconds, I
lost. Yeah, it. Yeah. You start to panic.
Yeah.
Two strikes for yeah. Gio. Oh, Levi with a commanding lead.
Yeah, I gotta get like these next two.
Okay. Does Santa Claus have?
Does Santa Claus have?
I hate that you do that.
Would you rather have dead air?
I don't know what I want.
Couple seconds.
A vacation home.
Ooh, that's a good... No. No.
I knew that wasn't...
It's not on there. All right, Gio. This is your last opportunity.
Like, if you don't score, I win.
Yeah, he's got you by 7 points right now.
A mom?
Ooh. No. Sorry, not
his family would have been on that too.
Yeah, like
yeah.
You.
Yeah, I was stuck on that. I couldn't get away from it. I don't know what else you'd wonder about Santa Claus.
Santa Claus have a 401k.
No.
What?
No.
I don't know.
That's a good question though. You ready for him?
Yeah.
Does Santa Claus have from 10 to 1 a daughter, an email address, a birthday, a phone number, a brother? A dog?
Time out. How come I got daughter but not brother for family?
I was looking at a nuclear family because he's married to Mrs. Claus. I mean, I could have just
said
no.
You can't get a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
I would have chose the higher one to count.
I don't think it would have mattered. We'll go ahead and switch that 1 point out for 6 points and you still lose.
Okay, well, let's make sure there's not any, like a mom on here or okay. Something.
Number 5, a dog. Number 4, a middle name. Number 3... Does Santa Claus have diabetes?
Probably.
Number 2, does Santa Claus have an E?
Any?
No, an E, like the letter E. Does he have an E? No. Like people are looking it up, like Santa Claus.
With an E at the end, yeah.
Yeah. And number 1 answer, does Santa Claus have A?
So, see, this is that where... That's just people mistyping all the time.
Yeah, so...
You know what it is? It's toddlers.
Well, this is it's Google.
Toddlers.
What was the other topic we could have had to dictate our fate tonight?
Harry Potter and the.
Oh, son of a gun! I would have got that.
You want a rapid fire?
Rapid fire, extra bonus round. Answers count as 2 points, double points.
Okay, no. Double points.
But Levi won already.
Okay. Okay. Harry Potter and the.
Deathly Hallows.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, are you guys gonna ring in?
Levi.
Oh, Levi.
Deathly Hallows.
Deathly Hallows is number 2 answer for 18 points.
Wait, what was this number?
Deathly Hallows was the number 2 answer.
Sorcerer's Stone.
No, number 3 answer for 16 points.
Goblet of Fire.
Number 7 answer for 8 points.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Number 6 answer for 10 points.
I'm drawing a blanket.
Can I go? You got like 20 something points right there. Yeah, Gio.
Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets. Number 5 answer for 12 points.
Order of the Phoenix.
Not on there. Son of a.
Order of the Phoenix is not on there.
What? All right, I got the next one. Ready? Is it my turn?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bag of Dicks.
Harry Potter and the Bag of Dicks is the number 1. No, it's not.
I thought you guys were in on something. I was like, these sons of guns.
No, not at all. Sons of guns. Jeez. Not at all. Any last ditch answers?
Half-Blood Prince.
Half-Blood Prince, number 8 answer for 6 points.
Nice. Harry Potter and the is blank?
And the blank.
Harry Potter and the Fantastic Beasts.
Nope.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Any others for you, Levi?
Harry Potter and the Crack in the Cold One with the Boys.
Is the number 1.
Get out of here.
Don't throw my shoe. All right, 10 to 1. It was Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Review.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, what? Harry,
the eighth book, yeah.
There's an eighth book?
It's a play, yeah. It takes like 10 years after the seventh one ends.
What happens?
It's not Harry Potter night.
Spoiler alert, what happens in the
Cursed Child? After the show.
Okay. Don't tell me after the show. Tell me on the show.
Okay, fine. Go ahead, Ryan.
So, dude, let's do spoiler night.
Absolutely.
Yeah! Yeah!
That'll ruin so many movies for Gio.
No,
it's... yeah, I'm all about it.
Spoiler night!
You know what we should do for spoiler
Finish
night?
Finish that 10 list?
Yeah, but before that, spoiler night, we just say the spoilers, but not what movie it is.
Just... Okay, we'll come up with a whole thing for spoiler night.
So 10-1, Cursed Child review, Sorcerer's Stone movie, Half-Blood Prince, Goblet of Fire, Prisoner of Azkaban, Chamber of Secrets, Cursed Child movie, Sorcerer's Stone, Deathly Hallows, and Cursed Child.
So that's just like how well do you know the name of the Harry Potter stories?
Yeah.
I like stuff like Carrot and stuff like that.
Carrot was good.
Mm-hmm.
Carrot.
All right. Well, with that...
that was really fun. We should do that
again. Yeah, that was a great time.
We could do that again another 30 episodes, I think.
Yeah. Every 30.
And no more.
No more than that.
All right. Well... we'll wrap things up here. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share our show on Facebook, Twitter, Snap, whatever.
We don't have a Snapchat.
But if we did, I would want people to share it on there.
So that other people can see about it for 24 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Okay. So, yeah. Other than that, that's all I've got for you. So have a fantastic rest of your day or night, whatever time of day it is you're listening to this.
Nice.
Thanks for hanging out.
This is a little more like band, like backcountry than I remember.
Gio, don't sit over there like you're not into this. Yeah, that's what I
thought. It's about to get really good, too. Oh, this wasn't the part I thought it was.
I was going to say, it didn't change at all.
Where'd the good part go?
Tell me.
Back to the banjo.
Look, I know you're feeling that, Gio. Man.